We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. My friends, I want to suggest to you that you get your Bible down sometime today. Now make a note of it. And read the 6th and 7th chapter of Judges. The 6th and 7th chapter of Judges. And I want you to know what God says in these two chapters in the book of Judges, the 6th and 7th chapter. Now, I'll notice the first part of the 6th chapter this morning. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gezer, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. And when they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, because of Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Now you know, my friends, when you want to know something about human nature and something about the providence of God and the judgment of God, just get your Bible down and read it. As I read these two chapters this morning, I began to look into it and to think about it. And you feel like you're reading current literature. You feel like you're reading something about the United States. Notice here the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of Midian 7 years. Did you ever stop to think what God did for this country in which you and I live? Our forefathers came over here, just a little band of them. They came over here not to seek gold, but to have religious liberty and freedom to worship. They had high standards. You can say what you please about those old Puritans, but you know, they had conviction. And that's something we have very little of anymore. You don't have conviction anymore. Everybody goes along, you see. You don't stop to think you have no strong religious conviction. Everybody's doing it, you know. What's the matter whether you believe this or believe that or don't believe this or don't believe that? Listen just a minute. You say, well, what does that got to do with how I live? It doesn't matter what you believe, it does. If you don't believe right, you can't live right. It's impossible to live right unless you believe right. Any man that wants to know the truth can know it. Jesus Christ said, if you're willing to do his will, you shall know the doctrine. The people that don't believe right are the people that don't want to believe right. If you want to believe right, you can believe right. I've never known to fail, and the Bible teaches that. God never asked you for your head. He asked you for your heart. Now here are these people, chosen of God, brought out of Egypt. They'd been in slavery down there. Now here they were, brought out. And what did they do? They sinned against God. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. That shows you what human nature is. You know, instead of our loving God because he's good to us, a great many people presume on the goodness of God. But it's very significant that God wouldn't let his own people get away with sin. You can't do wrong and get away with it as a person. You can't do it as a family. You can't do it as a church. You can't do it as a community. You can't do it as a nation. You can't do it as a united world. There's not any kind of an organization big enough to do wrong and get away with it. You just can't do it. Now, these folks have done wrong. They'd sinned against God. They'd done evil in the sight of God. You know what they'd done? They had conformed, you see. They'd conformed. You know, we talk about a man being a nonconformist. Well, you are not to conform to the standards of the world. You are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind if you're a Christian. Love not the world, neither things in the world. They were conformed to the standards set by men who were not Christians, see. Now, that's where men go now. Some fellow comes along who's not a Christian, maybe smart, you know, attractive, but he's not a Christian. And he sets up standards, and the people go along and conform. And they go along with the standards he has. And the first thing you know, they're in trouble. And we get in trouble religiously that way. Now, here's something else that happens. A man comes along in this country, maybe as you get your standards set up. And he comes along and pushes the word of God to one side and says, I'm going to show you what I can do. And people go along with him, and people sacrifice that conviction and go along, you know. First thing you know, they've rubbed out the line between those that believe right and those that believe wrong. Now, I'm not speaking this morning as a denominationist. Everybody knows where we stand out here at Bob Jones University. We have a large number of denominations representing our student body. But there's no division, there's no strife. Because we agree on the essentials. What are the essentials? The Bible is God's Word. If the Bible isn't God's Word, you don't have any Word of God. If the Bible isn't right, we haven't any book that's right. We're in a mess. Because if every man did right in his own eyes, then you have a million Bibles in this country, and hundreds of millions of Bibles. Every man be writing his own Bible and taking orders for himself, you see. But God gave us a standard, and that standard is His Word. And that's the book of books, the blessed Holy Bible. Well, man, you know, doesn't like God's standards, you know, because God says you've got to live right, and He's a human being. He wants to have His way, just like Adam and Eve when they went out of the garden. What happened to them? They wanted their way, not God's way. God told them what to do. The commandments were clear, just as definitely as God could make His commandments. They were not to eat the fruit of a certain tree, but they wanted their way, and they had their way. And every graveyard is a result of it. All the prisons that have ever been built are a result of it. All the armies that ever marched across and left a trail of blood on the world. All of that came out of it. What? Man wanted his way. Now, God set forth for Israel a wonderful plan. First, with Abraham as an individual and as a nation, told him what he'd do. He said, I'll take care of you, my people. You've got to do right now. You've got to live like I tell you. Don't have anything to do with that gods now. You just have one God. And now you come on, go straight. Don't compromise. Don't trim. But you know, human nature comes along and says, I want my way. And what happened? All the trouble of Israel. You think about what happened in A.D. 70 when the army came in there and they took those people of God and dashed their brains of little babies on the walls. The most cruel thing ever known in the world. What happened? Israel walked out on God and they had the consequences. But don't blame Israel. We've done that in our religion today. We've done that in churches today in America. We're doing it now all over this country. We've pulled out our standards. Everybody's going along, you know, everybody else. You can believe in the virgin birth and not believe in it, go along. You can believe in the blood of Christ that's shed for sinners or not believe in it, you know. Just be smart and go along. Love everybody and be sweet, you know. And just go along, everybody, you know. All right, that's the way we go to hell. That's the way a nation goes to hell. That's the way sorrows are piled up. That's why destruction came. What happened? The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Now, I believe that God called this country of ours into existence as a light to the world, as a witness to the world. And God's prospered and blessed this nation. But there's more religious confusion in America today than we've ever faced before. There's never been as much religious confusion. I read the other day where a fellow, a good, sweet fellow, quoted something in the paper that he saw where a man said a certain thing. And I said, what did the man say he believed? Well, he said, he didn't say, but isn't that nice? Well, what? What's nice? What did he say he believed? Where does he stand? How this nation needs a mighty, compelling voice today. A prophetic voice to call this nation back to God. But we're going, men and women. Now, let me tell you something. Don't fool yourself. When you watch this divorce mill grinding, when you see Hollywood religion in this country, when you see compromise on every hand, and I want to tell you something, if God's going to save this nation, He's not going to save it through the ecclesiastical machinery of this country, which is compromised machinery. There is not a great ecclesiastical machine in America that isn't compromising today. God's not going to save that. Well, He never has saved a people like that. God Almighty, if He saves this nation from peril, He's going to do it by raising up uncompromising Christians so people will say, God did it. God did it. I won't discuss that with you in another message. Now, we're facing the condition today. And what a mess we're in. We have more money and all that. Everybody's trying to spend more, trying to be satisfied with a new automobile, trying to be satisfied with a new home. We're trying to educate our children, all that, but all the confusion, the disturbance, the voices of the clamoring to be heard, what a mess we're in. There's nothing the matter with America except we walked out on God. We no longer as a nation believe the Bible. This nation no longer believes the Bible. We believe what we see, not what the Bible says about what we see. If you believe the Bible, you just put on these spiritual glasses and look at the world through God's glasses. Just see what God says. See what God says about it. We've lost nearly everything America made us. We've lost our Sabbath. We don't even have a Sabbath anymore. We've lost strong religious conviction. We don't have that anymore. The modernists don't have strong religious convictions. They say it doesn't matter. And the fundamentalists, you know, they say, well, we'll all go along together, you see. And it's a rare thing that you find an outstanding dominant voice in any community today in America. What's happened to us? We've walked out on God. We've got away from God. And now you sit down and look at television, listen to the radio, read the newspapers, and there's trouble in every part of the world. You've got a hot spot here and a hot spot yonder and a hot spot somewhere else. What's man going to do? Well, we'll fix it up, all right. You'll fix it. Man never has been able to fix it. Nobody can fix it but God. And we've quit calling on God. Oh, we have prayer and Thanksgiving and all that, and Christmas and celebrating commercial day and all that. But no real cry unto God. We're not crying unto God in this country. And here we are in the midst of it. Oh, well, we get along fine, you see. We have automobiles and radios and televisions and all that. We don't live in caves. Look at us. Yeah, look at us. But, you know, let's look at us through the eyes of God. Let's put on God's glasses and see what God says about us in the Bible. God Almighty says, what men sow, they reap. God says, be sure your sin will find you out. It applies not only to the individual, but the nation. Israel walked out on God. God's own chosen people, scattered over the face of the earth. Today, God's protecting hand is still on them. But they didn't get away with what they did. They didn't get away with it in the Old Testament. When they went over there out of slavery. And don't blame Israel. Blame yourself. All of us are guilty before God. Blame yourself. And the voice that's heard today is a voice that says nice things and sweet things and wonderful things and throws kisses at the people. And that's a voice that's heard. What this nation needs is a voice of a prophet of God to stand up and speak out and be heard. And what the people need today is to listen, because we are going to ruin in this nation if we don't call on God and get back to Him. There's no nation ever lived in this world mighty enough to go up against God Almighty's judgment, sin against God, and escape the consequences. And we better get right. We better get there. And we're not going to get there without strong religious conviction. You've got to have strong conviction. And we're losing strong conviction. Everybody today is saying, well, I won't have these and won't have nice. If I can have a nice home, that's all right. Have this. What we need in America is God. And we can't have God unless we take Him on His own terms. So we better get back there. Now, you read these chapters, the 6th chapter and the 7th chapter of Judges. Read them through. But remember now, Israel sinned against God. And that's what put Israel in trouble. Start right there. Now, what's the way out of trouble? We'll try to talk to you about that in another message later. And may God help us to get back to Him. Now, may God help you individually to get on your knees and get right with God and get your home right and get down your Bible and go to reading it and begin to stand for something and have some convictions. God give you grace to do it. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for all that's been handed down to us, for our forefathers that came here to this country. And we thank Thee for the old Bible that used to be in the home that people read and believed from cover to cover. The faithful old preachers that we knew back even when we were young. And we thank Thee for all Thou hast done for us in America. O Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. Let's remember Israel. Let's remember the consequences that came out of that sinning against God and the dangers that we are facing today in America. Help us to get back to God and to be true to Him and to do the right thing. Not the convenient thing, but the right thing, regardless of cost. Hear us in this prayer and keep us near Thyself, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.